dreams. Everything was all right. In your schemes, you can only
Clay Pigeon with you on The Dusty Show. Look at that. 6 minutes after 6 o'clock here in Jersey City, New Jersey, USA. World hello across the ocean in Europe, in Asia, Australia. Wishbone Ash, one of the greatest moments in rock and roll right now. This sounds good to somebody out there, somebody from the class of 76 or thereabouts. It's almost Friday. Boy, you start to feeling good. Work week coming to an end, hopefully for you. Listen to these guys. Martin Turner, Ted Turner, Andy Powell, and that other guy. Upton, I think, was his name. Steve Upton, is that it? Wishbone? Jesus. I got some Uriah Heep in the bullpen. What's a very good day for you, my friend. The Magician's birthday. That's a good one. That's my favorite. Some people say demons and wizards, or look at yourself. People a little younger than me might say Abominog. That was an 80s thing, Uriah Heep. We miss Gary Thayne, the bassist. Smooth. Gary Thayne died. Geez, Dave Byron died. But the music lives on. 8 minutes after six, Dusty Show, WFMU. I'm glad you're with me. Don't go anywhere. TNP, baby, in full effect.
In the magic garden, some were singing, some were dancing, while the midnight moon shone brightly overhead. The stars so gaily glistened, and the Sphinx in silence listened to the magician tell of lives that he had led. Say, while
birthday to all our Aries listeners. Hey, my big brother too, Scott, happy birthday down there in Florida. My hero, I love you, brother. I'm still sitting here with Tyler. Tyler, throw those cans on. I asked you, this is probably not what you grew up listening to, is it? This kind of 70s.
I was a little young.
There was a time when
I was alive.
When this was probably back in this, was considered underground, where this would have been the cool stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah. What does it sound like to you? Is it completely foreign to your ears, pretty much?
No.
What do you like?
I grew up in California in the 70s.
Do you like some of that SoCal stuff? Even stuff like Poco or the Eagles, anything like that, if nobody's around?
I mean, my father listened to the Eagles. I mean, I remember Hotel California.
Right.
That was sort of the soundtrack to my parents' divorce.
How old were you when they got divorced, Tyler?
Eight.
You said that so fast. Did it hurt you?
Of course.
I can't imagine. You know, nowadays you talk to people, it's common for them to say, oh, my parents split up. It doesn't faze you.
Are we listening to Wendy Carlos?
Well, great. I wish there was some monetary award or a bell I had or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
And is this Walter or Wendy?
It's Wendy, actually.
This is Wendy,
yeah.
Okay.
Gosh, what's it called? I wrote it down somewhere. It's something light. The Light Sailor.
From Tron.
Yeah, from Tron.
I have this record.
My wife and I saw Tron recently. I don't think I'd ever seen it in its entirety. It's really, in its primitive digitalness, it's really still quite arresting to see and pleasing to the eye.
Yeah.
Yeah. Did you like it?
I was 13 or something when
I never saw the new one with the Daft Punk score.
My son loves that film.
So it connected again.
Yeah, he really likes it.
You have a son.
Yeah, he's 10.
Is that your only child?
Yes.
Still married to the mom, or were you
of
ever?
Of course.
Wow, yes. You're a unit.
I'm a unit.
Are they with you?
They're joining me next week.
Is that exciting? Has it been a while?
No, I just got here.
Okay. I didn't know. Just traveling sounds fun. I once drove from Los Angeles to a new home in Milwaukee. You remember those times in your life when you were single and you took those, maybe like a long move or a long drive by yourself?
Sure.
That soulful, did you like it? It was just really a soul-searching moment.
It's nice when you get out on the road.
Right. What do you remember? Where were you? If I ask you that, what pops into your mind first? Where were you?
Okay.
You getting a message?
Reading that phone. The reviews are coming in.
Are they? What are they saying?
I'm not reading them.
Is it bad?
No.
Get off the air with that clown or something, are they saying?
No. I'm just being told. No,
For the film.
The film reviews
are being posted. Is it favorable?
Well, let's see. I'm being told. Solid. Nothing cringeworthy.
That's good.
I guess.
It's rough, isn't it? It's rough to be run through the critical gauntlet.
What can you do?
I know.
It's part of the process.
Part of the territory.
It's part of the process.
Yeah. Why does it seem like our song ran out? Oh, wait. Can you identify this one? Chaco Pastorius. Chromatic Fantasy.
When you say it like that.
So anyway, I'll let you go, man. What's your message of peace and love to our listeners today here in New York City, in Jersey City, around the world on the internet on WFMU? What's your message to people?
I roped you into this.
Be nice to each other. It's really simple stuff.
Let me just...
Be kind, be nice. It's like the stuff you learn in kindergarten.
Bob wants to chime in.
I got roped in.
Did you rope this poor guy into this madness that you do here?
I did. We were talking about...
You have no idea what you're getting into right now.
I have a little idea. I guessed Wendy Carlos.
So is your parents still alive, Tyler?
My father's still alive.
Your father's still alive. You lost your mom. How old when she left? My parents are both gone now.
She died in 2009.
Feels recent. That's right around when my mom died. Yeah. Did you have a good relationship with both your parents, even though they split up?
Pretty good.
Pretty good?
Decent, yeah.
What was the hardest thing about it?
About what?
About the divorce when you were eight.
Being eight, probably.
Yeah.
Having to split up the house and move.
Right, right. Well, anyway, I just feel like there's probably a lot of listeners out there who've gone through that experience.
Yeah, I mean, it was the 70s, and I remember thinking that I'd never heard the word divorce until my parents got one. And, you know, we were kind of a trend-setting family, so we were the first ones on the block.
My best friend's mom and dad, we were in rural Iowa, and they split up, and it was like the whole town. It was like, wow. But now it seems so commonplace. What do they say, 50% of adults are married now compared to 79%?
50% of marriages end in divorce or something like that.
But you got a good one. Have you avoided some of the pitfalls you observed your parents made?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, one of them is just doing it when I'm a little older.
What's the secret?
My parents got married when they were in their early 20s.
Right, and a lot of people used to do that. Seems like they wait a little longer now. You think that's a good idea?
Yeah. Got to find out who you are.
Do you know who you are now?
I'm working on it.
What's your sign, man?
Which one?
Your astrological sign.
I know.
What,
you want my sun or my...
Your sun.
My rising or my moon?
You know all that?
Yeah.
You're into it. You're like Linda Goodman. You're full-on Sydney Omar.
My sun sign is Aries, but my rising is Scorpio.
Is that a good thing?
So watch out.
Aries, so this is your moment.
It is, yeah.
Did I miss it? Did you just have a birthday?
I just had a birthday.
And how old were you?
How old was I? I was older than...
You don't want to say.
No, I'm 48.
48. You feel good about that? 48's not so bad.
Listen, mentally I still feel 28 or younger.
What body changes are you noticing, honestly? Prostate okay?
Prostate's fine.
Have you had it checked?
Not recently, but last time, yeah.
Right.
It's always an interesting process.
Oh, yeah. I've been there in a heavy way.
It's an interesting process.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. Stuff is a little creaky in the morning.
You feel some pain? Do you have any arthritis?
Little bones. No, but I broke my shoulder a few years ago.
It just stays with you?
It just I never felt right after.
Right.
It's just. Hold on, I'm getting...
Are you getting another review? He's got a film. Tell the audience, a lot of them tune in when Fabio's done. Tell them what your film is and where they can see you.
So I've made this film called Tony Conrad, Completely in the Present. It's a biographical portrait of an artist named Tony Conrad, who I was friends with for a couple of decades.
Right, right.
And it's opening tomorrow.
I might have seemed insensitive in our previous interview. I didn't mean to.
No, it's fine.
Like, I don't know him, I'll be honest. I know Robert Conrad, I dare you to knock the battery off shoulder. But Tony,
Baba Black Sheep.
A musician, is that?
He was a musician and a filmmaker and a media artist and a teacher.
Right, right.
He'd done all kinds of stuff.
A little of everything.
And he died just about a year ago. Right as we were finishing the film.
And you were buds.
Yeah, we were friends. We became friends through doing this process.
Was he pretty young? I mean...
He was 76.
Okay.
76, I think.
Pretty good life, but these days you might want a few more years.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But it sounds like he made good use of his life and left behind a body of work.
It's an incredible body of work. I mean, there's 50 years of work.
What's your goal, man? Where do you... Hey, you're doing good. You're in the city. Some things are happening. Do you have a really somewhere you'd like to get? Something undone that you dream of that could happen?
Well, for a long time, this was it.
And now you've done it. This
was always sort of this personal project that
right.
was kind of cooking on the back burner in the neighbor's basement.
Right, right.
So I finally moved it up to the front burner, and got it finished.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Where do you go from here?
Well, I don't know.
Lighter fare? Like a...
We should, I just want to get through the next week where we show this thing here.
All right, man. Hey, it was good talking to you.
Of course.
I think some Watusi drums might be just the thing.
That sounds great.
And if you get up with me, we can do a dance to it a little. Good, man. You know what I got lined up? You ain't gonna believe this shaving cream, baby. I got Chris Squire on the box. Oh, Jesus. Second tier prog, the great Yes Bass Man with Bill Bruford on drums. Going solo right at the height of their fame. Hold out your hand. Chris Squire. Telephone is here. It's in front of me to my right. 201-209-9368. It's so hard to get you to call. 201-209-9368. It's wide open if you so desire. Says he's dying. I'm dying here, Clay. So overwhelmed with joy at hearing the Squire. Chris Squire's sweatpants admitted to the Hard Rock Orlando. You gotta see him. Dusty Show, anybody there?
Hello?
Are you there? Listener?
Hello?
Yes, I can just barely hear you. Are you there?
Hello?
Yeah, I don't know what the heck. Dusty Show, anybody there? Dusty Show, anyone there? Dusty Show, anyone there?
Right.
Yes. Yes.
Wait, I can't hear you.
Can you hear me now?
But you can hear me, apparently.
You can't hear me.
So I don't know if something's wrong with the microphone or...
Yeah, let's find out. Let's try stuff.
That's loving all the show.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, I can hear you now, Clay.
Fantastic. I didn't have the little mono nucleosis button on. You got to have it. It's protective on the lip screen here so we don't get mono. But if you don't have it on, the listener can't hear you.
I hear you loud and clear now. How you doing?
What's going on, baby? Talk to me.
Yeah, no, just it's a dreary, rainy day out here in West Lafayette, Indiana. So
West Lafayette, Indiana. That's where you are?
Yeah.
Where's Mike Pence from?
I'm not sure where he was born, but so he would have been down in Indy when he was governor, but...
down by Anderson.
Yeah, now he's down in D.C.
Anderson. I used to have a friend from Anderson. He was a good drawer. He could draw just like the comic books.
Oh, awesome.
So what's your bag, man? What's your bag? Talk to me.
Yeah, no. So I just got done helping out at Purdue University.
Were you doing your chores? Were you out feeding the cows?
No. I was at Purdue University talking to some students about small group communication.
The Boilermakers. The Boilermakers.
Yes.
Yeah, man. That's not Touchdown Jesus, though, right? That's Notre Dame.
Yes.
And is Val
there's not much going on in Purdue in terms of sports. They make it into a tournament, but then they quickly get out.
I associate the name Gene Cady with Purdue. I think he was the coach. I like sports, but I can't talk about it at WFMU. You can't talk about sports, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't blame them.
Yeah. So what's up, man? What's your sign? Help me.
Yeah, Cancer.
Cancer's your sign. They make good friends. What are you, born around July 6th or something?
Yeah, July 9th.
July 9th, within 3 days. That's pretty doggone good. What's your favorite television show? Do you watch The Tube?
No, I listen to Washington Journal on C-SPAN.
You don't watch it all? You don't watch any HBO, anything?
No.
Sons of Anarchy. I kind of got sucked into that one. I like that. What's his name with the deep brow? What's his name? Beauty and the Beast. What's his name? Ron Perlman. That's it. I love Ron Perlman. I want to meet him and hug him.
When I got sick last time, it's about the only time I'll watch stuff. I watched that Sneaky Pete show.
Sneaky Pete.
It's either a Netflix or Amazon original. I'm not sure which.
Did it draw you in? That's what happens with those shows. You have a certain amount of resistance build up. You're going to get off the couch at any moment and do the dishes. Then they just suck you in, don't they?
Right. Yeah, you got 8 more episodes. Might as well start the next one, right?
I know. Before you know it, you're watching Thumbelina or something.
Yeah.
Thomasina. They suck you in. It's 28 after 6. I'm almost out of time. What is it that you need to tell the listeners? Not just want, but you need to out there in Indiana. You're lonely. It's sparsely populated. You're surrounded by ultra-conservatives. You might be one yourself, are you?
Oh, no, definitely not.
I would still love you, my brother.
No, I would encourage people to, being where we are in Indiana, definitely get to know your neighbors at this time.
What are you going to
sing? Got to get them actively engaged.
What are you going to sing for us?
Oh,
Babe, you know that one? Babe, I'm leaving, must be on my way. Somehow try to smile.
I'm drawing a blank. All the pressure. Clay.
What, you remember your old high school song?
Oh, I don't know if I do know my old high school song.
You know a couple lines from it?
Hail Old Purdue, but that's not my high school.
Can you sing Hail Old Purdue for us?
I'm trying. How did it start?
I'm turning the music down. It's all you, babe. Just let it fly.
Hail Old Purdue.
That's fantastic. That's good. Keep going, man.
Oh, something about gold and black.
Sing it. Sing it.
Something about it. I will always be true.
Can you clap while you do it, just to put a little enthusiasm with it?
Oh, hail old Purdue.
I'm so happy right now.
Yeah. It's in there. You know how you hear a song
and do you see John Mellencamp just about every day in his pickup going by on his way to the art studio?
Yeah. If you get up early enough, you can usually see him. Yeah.
Would you wave at him? Would you wave at him?
Oh yeah, I'm pretty friendly. I wave at most people.
I love you, man. So tell the audience something nice in a real Indiana way, something real, man. Take me back to the old Midwest. Don't play with me.
Oh man.
It's all yours, man. Seriously.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank.
Are your grandparents alive? Are your grandparents alive?
Actually, my last grandparent just passed away. What was it? It was late last year, yeah.
Grandma
Ann Margot.
What would you say to...
She played in some jazz bands.
What would you say to that grandparent if you could?
Grandma M. Hieronymus, that's our son. He's shaping up to be a fine young man and very musically inclined, just like you were, so... Would have loved for him to play a solo for you on your clarinet.
That's beautiful. I miss my grandma too. Eunice, she taught the whole town how to play piano. She was the town piano teacher. And I used to go by her grave and open my car door and play her some music I'd written just so she could listen to it. I like to believe she could, but you know.
Hey, yeah,
man,
no, hey.
What a great
the
call.
The symbolic nature of it.
I'm playing your song next, man. Well, it's for you. You'll hear it in the bathroom speakers. Relax in there. Okay, I got to run, buddy.
Hey, cheers. Take care.
You're the best, the best. I love that call.
Yeah.
Indiana coming through, and we sometimes mock them out there here in the bubble. Oh, Indiana. But, you know, it's like everywhere. And why am I talking about politics? But there's good people everywhere, right? Good people everywhere. Phone's wide open. I'm going to play something for Tyler here. I told him I would. I love this song. It's so nice. Clay Pigeon with you, Dusty. Thanks for listening, you guys. Here's Jose.
All the leaves are brown and the sky is gray. I went for a walk on a winter's day. I'd be safe and warm if I was. So
Dusty Show, who's there?
Hi, Clay. It's Sean from Bristol, UK.
Sean from Bristol, UK?
Yes.
It's a little muffled, Sean. Try to talk with a lot of treble in your voice. Real reedy. Imitate a bird in a way. It'll come across better, okay?
Would you mind me to go up a couple of octaves?
What are you doing, man? It's late. What are you doing up?
Oh, I just finished work. Well, I finished work about half an hour ago.
Yeah.
I'm just getting back and just chilling out and just about putting something on Netflix to watch and then bed in about an hour's time, I think.
What made you call?
Well, I wanted to ask you a question, actually, Clay. Cheap Trick are playing Bristol O2 Academy, and I don't know much about the band. I think you're a big fan. Would it be worth a good night out, do you think?
Yeah, you got to see Cheap Trick. Have you never seen them?
They're
finally getting a little older. I think sometimes we expect older bands to sound, or we wish that they sounded like they did in their prime. And, you know, there's some exceptions of people who, like Tony Bennett, who sang incredibly, still does, And Robin Zander's a great singer, but I guess you know where I'm heading is, it's not Cheap Trick in its prime, but you got to see them anyway. Their shows are always full of heart. Rick Nielsen's great. I think they have Dax Nielsen on drums now instead of Bunny Carlos. Tom Peterson, right. Of course, and Zander. The magic of Robin Zander. Go, man, and then report back to me, because you're gonna get a shot of the Midwest, man, right where the sun don't shine with those boys. Cheap Trick, Rockford, Illinois. They're going to do it for you. They're not going to let you down.
Okay, yeah, right, you sold me. I'm going to get myself a ticket then, yeah.
What do you want to sing for us? Sing something British. What do you got? I was Kaiser Bill's Batman. What can you do for us? A Flock of Seagulls, something. Modern English, all the popular ones over there. Sing something.
Oh, you got me on a spot now.
Kasabian, man, anything.
I was going to sing something from Human League. I'm only human.
Keep going.
Flesh and blood are made.
I love
that. That's all I know.
That was good. I'm only human, flesh and blood, oh man. I'm only human, born to make mistakes. What was his name? What was that guy's name? The singer of Human League.
Yeah, it comes in with
Phil, Pete, what was his name? Phil, Pete, Hadley, something like that. Tony Hadley, that's Spandau Ballet.
Was the lead singer, because then he had Heaven 17, which was part of Human League. Yeah, two really good bands.
Weren't they all about that bass player in that Heaven 17? I seem to remember some slapping and popping.
Wasn't that? Are you thinking the New Order?
Or maybe Kaja Gugu? They had that bass player.
Kaja Gugu, Nick Begg, who now plays with the Stephen Wilson band. What a musician he is!
Wait. Now he plays with the Porcupine Tree, Stephen Wilson.
No, the solo Stephen Wilson. No, he did. He was. I don't think he was ever part of Porcupine Tree. But Stephen Wilson's been doing a couple of solo tours the last few years, and Nick Begg is his bass player, and he just blows you away on how good he is.
Wow! I'm glad to hear that he's working. You know, what a shame if he'd had been lost in the '80s dust.
Yeah.
You know, I
mean, Clay, he's really good. I mean, I saw Stephen Wilson on a solo tour very quickly in Amsterdam a couple of years back.
Right, I thought,
that's Nick Begg, and it was, the whole band was just so good.
Yeah. Did the hair stand up on the back of your neck?
Oh, yes.
Were you dancing? Did you have a pint? Did you lift your pint aloft, mate, and drink it?
No, I was just shuffling about. Something good. A wee little bit stronger.
British? Can I talk British? And you talk American? Can we do that for a moment?
Okay.
Talk American to me.
All right.
It's delightful. It's really delightful talking to you. I love it.
Yeah,
so.
Man. Well, you sounded like you're from my part of the world, man. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's awful. Sorry.
No, that was really good. What's the key to talking American? You people, it's funny what you've done to our language, but what do you think about the way we speak English?
I go to the States and I can really lay it on with the colloquialisms, and people could just be looking at me, what on earth are you talking about? I think the language is kind of like different. I mean, there's a lot of words. I mean, you say, why don't you say aluminium? Because you say aluminum,
right? Aluminium. Hey, you know
aluminium.
What? Do you have a window? Can you throw a chair out of a window or something dramatic just to make this escalate into a special moment? Something violent and wonderful
now?
And impactful and potentially dangerous? Can you scream something out the window for me? Is it too late in the evening?
It's 20 to midnight here.
Are the bobbies about, or is every... Hey, look. Thank you, man.
No, but the next door neighbors wouldn't be too pleased. I mean, I'd love to, but it's really, really
thank
late.
You.
I can't.
My friend Tyler's leaving. Nice to meet you, Tyler. Really, all the best to you, Ben. I hope I encounter you again. All right, love you. Can you do this then? Do you have a pillow you can put over your face and scream into that as if you were screaming out loud? And then scream, I can't bloody stand it anymore.
I mean loud.
Right. I want you to hurt chords.
Okay, right, here we go.
I can't bloody stand it anymore.
Do you feel any better?
Oh yeah.
What bugs you about your countrymen?
Brexit.
Brexit's happening, isn't it? Why?
Yeah, it is. All signed and done.
What's at the bottom of it? What are they scared of? What's happening? Is it a racial thing? What is it?
I think it's more economics, Clay. I think, I was talking to my mum, and my mum is old enough to remember, you know, pre-common market, which that's what it used to be called, the EU, it was common market back in, we joined the common market in 1970-something. And before that, we seemed to get on okay. I think a lot of people are fearful of where our economy is going to be going.
Right.
In the next few years, but I'm sure we'll be fine. I think we'll be all right.
What do you want to say to our listeners in New Jersey? What do you want to say to New Jersey? Not New York, not Pennsylvania, Connecticut. Strictly to New Jersey, right here. Talk to them, baby. Let them know you care.
New Jersey is a beautiful state. All right, once you get past Elizabeth City and everything like that, it's a beautiful, around Trenton, beautiful state, and you're incredibly lucky to be living in New Jersey.
What's Jersey in England? Why is it New Jersey here? What is it new? Where does it come from? What's Jersey over there?
Well, Jersey is one of the Channel Islands. Guernsey and Jersey are a bunch of islands just off the French coast that belong to the UK.
Right.
I think that's where it came from, possibly.
And Guernsey had cows, right? We have Guernsey cows over here.
Yes.
Yeah, handsome animals. I got to go, man. We're
Thank
out
you,
of time. I've got just 19 minutes left and so much yet to accomplish on so many levels. I'm going to let you go. Can you scream into that pillow one more time?
Yeah,
help me.
I'm going to grab it again.
Help me. Help me. Help me. Just over and over as I turn you down. Over and over. Clay Pigeon with you. This is the Dusty Show, man.
There's nothing you can do, girl.
Nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can say.
Phone lines wide open.
You're talking to the sky, babe.
201-209. Hey, 9368.
Got to hear the wind song. Singing in my ear. Got to get it on, girl. And I'll never make it here.
Tell us why. Caller, you're on. You can do anything. Sing along. It's all you. Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you, babe. You there?
I'm here, Clay. I'm here. I just wanted to say to Tyler. Tyler, I feel you, my friend. My parents went through a divorce in the 60s when I was about your age, too, so I know what you went through and how you felt.
Fabio? Hold on.
I'm glad you brought up Tron.
Hold on. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
You sound like George Bush. I can hear you. And the people who did this, they're going to hear from all of us soon. Fabio, tell Tyler that he said thanks for talking about the divorce. It was helpful. He meant it. Nice guy. I got on the phone here. I don't have time to talk to you. Fob, see you later. Yeah. Catch you later, babe. Love you, man. Woo! Fob left. What's up, buddy? Talk to me. Talk more. I like your voice. It's cutting through like a buzzsaw.
Thanks, Clay. No, I just appreciate some of the stories you tell and the music you play. Brings back music, and I hope the listeners understand that through everything, all our tragedies and happiness, we always revert back to music that that brings us back emotionally. While we can't go back in time or anything, we can go back emotionally.
Wow,
so you're a lot of memories, right?
Your words are strong. Yeah. You're coming in like you're in Guam or something on a tin can with a string. But I appreciate the effort. You're a beautiful man. Is there an open window near you that you could curse out of?
Thanks.
Can you? Oh man, I can't give up. Are you still there? What's going on? This is. It's falling apart.
No, yeah. I appreciate your show. When I travel overseas, I try to listen to it. Right. And you're kicking off good in AM. I hope you get that slot if you need it.
Can you scream something? Can you scream, I love you, damn it?
I love you, darn it. Now, I'm known for not cursing.
Now, do it again in slow motion. See if you can make that I love you, darn it sound like it lasts 10 seconds.
They're going to kill me.
Okay.
I love you, darn it.
Clay pigeon with you on a Thursday night. Feeling just a little uptight, I don't know why. Part of me feels as if it could die, but then the other half feels so alive, blooming like a flower right out of the ground. The ground is the best I've found. You can't rely on the air. Someday it won't be there when your lungs are gone and you're under the ground in the box with locks. They lock the vault and it's not their fault. Love you all.
Hello?
Yes, this is Clay Pigeon. How are you?
Hey, Clayton Pigeon. Good evening. This is Dave from Brooklyn. How are you,
Dave,
sir?
Dave, what is the most important thing that's happening right now? You got 30 seconds to lock.
The most important thing that is happening right now lock is the Guild for Exceptional Children, which is in Brooklyn, is having a benefit in April, and Hot Tuna is playing for the benefit.
No
and
way.
It's to help children who are disabled and all. And it was started by a politician who had a kid who had Down syndrome. So once in a while, something good comes out of politics, Clay.
I love you, man. What do we?
I love you too, Clay. I love your show and your enthusiasm. And you are shot out of a cannon, my brother.
Hey, buddy. What about this Russian stuff? Nobody's doing anything about it. Every day
you know,
we see
Russians are our brothers and sisters too. This is all that they want us to have war with Russia. 30% of the world's known natural gas reserves are underneath the Ukraine. And when Cheney went over, when he was vice president, he and Putin had a pissing match. Excuse my language. Over who was going to control it and who was going to develop it. That's what it's all about. It's all about energy. Nuclear power's got to go. We got to have solar and wind and save our planet for those who are coming after us.
Hold on, man. Hold on. Hold everything. Why don't they?
What do you want me to scream out the window? I'm primed.
I want you to answer succinctly because you can get windy. You're fantastic. But buddy, you're a speaker, man.
You got to hear me. You think I'm winded now? You want to hear after a Mexican restaurant? Oh
man, you went there. You went to the gas zone. What's your message? What's your message?
I'm from Brooklyn.
Can you yell something out the window?
Yeah, what do you want me to yell? I'm trying to think what would be creative.
I don't know. You make something political up. Political.
I love SMU because they are for solar power.
I love you for solar power. You know what solar power is backwards, don't you? Raylos Rewop. I'll see you, babe.
Thanks a lot, Clay. Bye-bye.
Love these people. That guy's good. Good. I'm going to play some of this. Hey, you know what this is? Who knows what this is? Dustin Hoffman is your clue. It's called Science Fiction. What's it from? Midnight Cowboy, I think. I wowed it. Damn it! Let's do it! Robin Trower, 91.1 FM. WFMU, the 50,000-watt flamethrower over the Hudson. 12 minutes in front of 7, Hardy White at the top of the hour. The TNP, all your favorites coming up. And it all ends with Stan.
I saw a light just up ahead, but I couldn't see the horizon from my bed. I'm not alone, and I am. These people seem to think I'm Superman, but I want for love. Love.
201-209-9368. The solo's coming up. I know be a good time to call. 201-209-9368. Clay Pigeon Dusty Show, just 10 minutes left. Help me out here. Don't leave me hanging in the breeze. Flapping like old BBDs. Trap door. You know, I know what they say. Why'd you play this one, Clay? Why'd you play this one? Because I looked at the other one and said, this is the best one. Sure, it was a hit song. Billy Idol, Rebel Yell, in capturing the spirit. We all need to get in our bosom and in prison there forever. 9 minutes to seven.
Last night a little dancer came dancing to my door. Last night a little angel came pumping on the floor. She said, come baby, got a license for love. And if it expires,
rain hell from above.
We call
shaving
every night now.
She cried, with a rebel yell.
She cried,
do your rebel yell now. What the hell is a rebel yell? Steve Stevens just tearing at a new one sideways, baby.
She don't like slavery. She won't sit and beg. Well, tired and lonely.
You're not calling, you're hurting me. You're hurting me. 201-209-9368. You're hurting me.
What set you free?
I want you here by me.
In the midnight hour, she cried more. With a rebel yell.
Don't hurt me. Don't hurt me. Who's this?
Oh, it's Evan. I have no intention to hurt you, Clay.
Is this, which Evan is this?
This is Evan from Providence.
Evan from Providence, Rhode Island, our smallest state.
Yeah.
Do you love living there? Do you love living there?
I love living here, yeah.
What is the best thing? What's the best thing about Providence? What's it got over New York or New Jersey? Something.
Oh, the...
All those lighthouses.
The sea breeze.
Arthur Treacher's. What do you got? Fish there, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, we had a dolphin swim up the canal once last year.
Have you ever gone outside and just thrown a bucket of turquoise paint all over the pavement? You got one?
No,
That's what I imagine, just over the side of a historic building or something.
I should.
Can you scream? Or do you still have that capacity, or is it? Have you lost it? Can you do a rebel yell?
I can do a rebel yell.
Can you do it, man? And I mean... Pull this one out of your gut for Clay Pigeon.
Okay.
I need help, baby. I need you to help me.
Rebel
just
slogan.
Scream bloody murder right now. Bloody murder.
All right, here we go.
And make it last.
Bloody murder!
More, like five times as I slowly turn you down. Make it count.
Bloody murder! Bloody murder! Bloody murder!
1,000
bloody
miles
murder!
You.
Guy's great. Providence is great. Those people, they got Nads, baby. They got Nads.
I'd sell my soul for money to burn.
Now, you know, Billy's just playing with you right here. He's gonna kick you in the ass right about now.
Just a
kick the Billy. want more? You want more? We're gonna die, man. We're all gonna die.
She want more.
We need more. Jaco just tearing that bass, an old one, where the sun shines. Now, in a perfect world, somebody's here. Are you there?
Yes, I am.
And you?
Turn the radio off.
Okay, good. You're, man, that, see, you got some years under your belt. You know what to do, don't you?
Damn right. Oh,
you have to be told.
70 years under my belt.
Nobody's got to hold your hand or wipe your nose. You're a grown-ass man, aren't you? You're a grown-ass man.
I'm a crippled-ass man right now. Just had a new knee installed.
A new knee. This music's for your new knee. Don't go away. Do not hang up. New knee. That's exciting. Did they put you under? That's what scares me, is when they put you under.
I'm no. It was
you're conscious.
It was a propanol.
That Michael Jackson stuff,
Michael,
man.
Jackson.
They could have killed you. That propanol, that milky stuff. Do you do it privately now? Do you find yourself seeking it out? Do you have
a special
doctor that lives with you? I want it now. I can't sleep.
No, I've had it.
Yeah. Right, Prince was fentanyl, I think, yeah. And these damn opioids, what the hell's wrong with us all? Why do we need to get doped up? Are we in pain? Is the world hard? What's going on?
The world is hard, man. The world is hard.
It is hard, isn't it?
I've been watching it for 70 years now.
I want to tell you something, man. I'm almost out of time, and I want you... I'm going to turn it over to you. I'm even going to change songs. I got to get something on. Don't go away.
Okay.
I'm just going to turn the... Yeah. Vibe to this. I want you to vibe. You got a minute. Talk from your soul, man. This is it. Tell humanity what you've been wanting to say forever. It's all yours.
Oh. Listen to your heart. Do good. Serve your community. Get involved locally. Be a volunteer, serve mankind. My immediate goal is to help out with Bon Jovi and his
okay, now you got me. Now I love you, man. You're helping Bon Jovi do good.
No, that's my goal.
Good work.
As soon as my knee gets in shape.
So you're not helping Bon Jovi yet.
But I will. He's got a soul kitchen about a mile
away. Oh, I've heard of that. That's really good stuff. Yeah. See, now I like John. He does some good works, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, what the heck, man? I mean, you know, it's not his fault he was handsome and got famous and made a pile.
Yeah.
You like Southside Johnny? He's the one we all forgot.
I know.
What happened to him? Is he still respected by the people who care deep down, the old-time Jerseyites? Do they have Johnny's back? Please tell me they do.
Now, Johnny, my son saw him a couple of years ago in Philadelphia. He checked into the hotel. My son was the desk clerk.
Right, right.
He recognized that. That was
you're so laid back, man. And now I got to go. See, that's how radio is. It's so expensive. Our time's up. Say goodbye.
Say goodbye.
Can you bark like a human dog as I slowly turn you down? I know it's mildly degrading, but just help me.
Arf. 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 Okay?
That was perfect. Oh, I can make people do stuff. Who doesn't want to do that, David? Hey, look at that. WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope, Rockland County, 91.9 FM, and online at WFMU.org. Trump land, baby. Woo! Rebel yell. Shaving cream. Oh, man. Lock 'em up. Hey, that's it. I want to... I found myself wanting to do more, but that's it. Now, what I'm going to do is turn up the Wendy. Let me find Hardy's show here. That would come in handy. Well, listen to Jocko one more time. He's been wanting to play for you all day. Where are you, Hardy? Here's Hardy. Don't sweat it, Hardy. I got you. Man, I hung out with Hardy. He's cool. We had a good time. We got along. Maybe better than Fabio and I get along. Hold on. Oh, might have a problem here, Hardy. Let me put you in tray three. Two's not dependable, so we still can hope for three that it'll work. Two didn't work. Here we go. Yeah, we're cash. We're cash. Thanks for listening, everybody. Clay Pigeon saying thanks for listening to The Dusty Show until next Thursday. Next time I'll be on. You take care. I'll be back to do a week of Mondays starting the 10th of April through the 14th. I hope you'll join me then for Wake and Bake. But my next priority's Dusty next Thursday. It's been so fine. Always remember.
Welcome to Miracle Nutrition with Hardy White. I'm Hardy White. Join me now as I tell you a story that hopefully will make you feel loved, which is a power that we all have. Hello, friends. I'm now going to tell you what I think is the best superhero story ever told. When I was a young boy, I wanted to save the world, but I knew that I was small and weak, so I would tie a towel around my neck like a cape. I would put on a mask, and then I would pretend that I was European royalty at a masquerade ball. Bring the serfs some boxes, that they may pretend that they are in spaceships and experience creativity and joy. That's how I invented Boxing Day. I wanted to be helpful. My mother will dispute this. She says, if you wanted to be so helpful, why didn't you do any chores? It's not that I didn't want to do chores. I just didn't want to do the ones that she wanted me to do. I don't think I was that good at taking out the garbage or doing dishes. I knew that my forte was getting stubborn stains out of things where other people had given up, like the carpet. If there was a stain on the carpet and the adults had abandoned all hope of ever getting that stain out, I knew that I could get on my hands and knees with a toothbrush and some sort of toxic chemical, and I would scrub every individual fiber, cut them out if need be, until that stain was gone. That was what I was good at. Why can't there be more carpet stains, I thought. I don't want to take out garbage. Those are big jobs. Those are for somebody else. Let me do what I'm good at. Oh, I think I've always wanted to be helpful, but mostly I wanted to save the world. Saving the world is a very difficult task, and I think you really need training for it, and maybe you need superpowers. I always dreamed of having superpowers. I have regular powers, like the power to make the coffee and things like that, power to take care of myself, power to engage in personal hygiene, which I think is very important. A lot of people don't have that power. I have the power to get up every morning. I have the power to dress myself. These are things that should not be taken for granted. A lot of people don't have those. But I took them for granted, and I think a lot of people do, you know? Just think, there are people that don't have any pants. You might consider them lucky. Say, I wish I didn't have any pants. But then what would you do for pants? Really, you'd be putting, instead of putting that towel around your neck, you'd be putting it around your waist. And then what are you? Some kind of terry cloth Scotsman. So, you know, for years I wondered about this, and as I got older, I would do my wandering in the woods. I've always liked to walk in the woods, even though all the fairy tales warn you against it. They say, oh, you know, there are people in the woods that abduct children and turn them into pastry or candy or things like that, which is, to me, sounds like recycling, you know, or organic candy making. It says, yes, my candy is made from very, very fresh German children or something like that. I find them in the woods, and the way I find them is a lot of times they will leave a trail of either crumbs or pebbles. Now, they tell you don't leave a trail of crumbs. Why is that? Because ducks will choke on them. A lot of times we think, oh, I'm doing the ducks a favor by letting them eat my trail of crumbs so that I can't find my way back home because I secretly don't want to go home because I secretly want to remain lost. The same goes with pebbles. If you drop pebbles, something eats the pebbles, it's going to get what they call stones, and that's or gallstones. Now, if you drop your own gallstones, this is a very clever thing to do, if you can manage to do that, or perhaps kidney stones. You wouldn't make a lot of progress if you stopped on a path and every time, you know, dropped past a kidney stone. I think that would be kind of agonizing. Also, predators might find you because of the screams. You say, oh, there wouldn't be any screams because I would be soaking in a hot bath. You know, that might mitigate it, but it doesn't really prevent the pain. You're going to have to walk through that dark path in the woods at some point. You say, oh, but Robert Frost said, what did Robert Frost say? I don't even think you understand that poem. So he said, yes, you will come to a fork in the road. And that fork has at least four tines. What are you saying? Well, a fork, I've never seen a fork with just two prongs. That's not a fork. That's one of those things you hold the meat with to cut it. And I'm not sure that's even called a fork. I think it's called a beef spear or something. But a proper fork has at least four tines. So you get to that place in the road. You've been walking along the handle, let's say. And then you get to the part that you say, oh, is this a spoon? No. Look what's happening. And there's four ways you can go. What are those four ways? Left, middle right, and right. So I know it's your choice, really. And I always take the path that is not the most taken, but kind of the second most taken path, which is usually called, referred to as academia. But I digress off of the middle left path. Let me get back to my story. Into the woods I went. It's always the place I can do my best thinking. And I think that's because there's no roof on it. You know, I feel like if I'm connected to the stars, maybe my thoughts come from the stars. I don't really know where they come from. They end up in my head, but I don't know where they come from. It's like a party where you haven't invited anybody. Say, how'd they find out about it? Did you put it on social media? I must have. Someone must have hacked my account. And now look at all these things are showing up in my head party, and I'm not sure that I invited them. How do they get in? They should have to show invitations, but that might slow things down, clog them at the door. Have you ever been to a party where they say, don't bring a present? That seems to me like one of those paradoxes where they say, hey, don't think about an elephant. I wasn't even thinking about a present until you said, don't bring a present. Or a card, or don't greet me warmly as you walk in the party. Also, don't bring one of the following food items. Don't check it off once you've said salad or dessert. I'm very confused. Do you want it or do you not want it? Don't mention it if you don't want it, because if you mention it, it might manifest itself.